talking about deep fakes now. Deep fakes are audio and video content created by artificial intelligence technology that can make real people say and do things that they never actually did say or do. And US cybersecurity experts are warning that deepfakes could be weaponized, potentially used to depict politicians declaring war or CEOs triggering the collapse of financial markets.
The FBI put out this rather extraordinary warning in March of 2021, in which they said that it was almost certain, quote unquote, almost certain, that in the next 12 to 18 months, private businesses would be the victims of synthetic media, by that they mean deepfakes, in both cyber attacks launched by nation states and foreign adversaries, and by criminals.
It's a frightening warning from the FBI. That's Matt Ferraro, a Washington lawyer who advises clients on defence, cybersecurity and national security. Tonight, Foreign Correspondent takes a look at deepfakes, and Hamish McDonald is a reporter. Hello, Hamish.
There's good and bad news, Fran. The good news is that next time you need a week away, you don't need to get a fill-in. We can just feed all of this data of you, audio of you, real audio of you, into an algorithm. They use competing algorithms, so two neural networks that are designed to compete against each other to create a more perfect fake. And using, you know, not that many hours of available content, which would all be out there already in the public domain, using software that's already available to the public, using just a credit card, we could probably have enough to do this program just by typing in the scripts and using the existing content of you to generate new deep fake version of Fran Kelly.
Well, you're right. That's good news and bad news, isn't it? Because while I might like a day or a week off and the audience can be informed of what's going on, I mean, the national security potential threats of this are enormous.
They are absolutely. I mean, if you think about, just think about what happened in Washington in January. You know, the power of fake news, misinformation, untruths to seed and sow doubt and to create real tangible things in our society that undermine democracy, you know, we are very aware already of the capacity of them to do that. There's something called the liar's dividend, right? So you don't need to make everyone believe the fake. All you need to do is to create enough doubt about the fake being real that it has a multiplying effect on the real content that is out there. So suddenly people start asking, well, is what I'm seeing real?
Yeah. Second guessing everything and
exactly.
Not trusting anything.
Yeah. So if you're a state actor like China or Russia and you've got huge capacity to generate this stuff, you can really sow doubt about what's going on in real time in the real world.
Okay. We've got an example of a deepfake. Let's have a listen.
We're entering an era in which our enemies can make it look like anyone is saying anything at any point in time, even if they would never say those things. So, for instance, they could have me say things like, Killmonger was right, or Ben Carson is in the sunken place. Or, how about this, simply, President Trump is a total and complete dipshit. You see, I would never say these things, at least not in a public address, but someone else would. Someone like Jordan Peele.
And that's probably not a great example, but that is the comedian Jordan Peele imitating Barack Obama. But the point is, there are people out there, and they're not all notorious people. Some are just sort of creative types who are investing great efforts into developing these deep fakes. Not all of them, as I say, with sinister intent.
So you're going to meet someone tonight called Chris Umate. He used to work for the creators of South Park. He's become known as one of the world's best deep fakers. He's sitting in Bangkok writing out the pandemic there, one man with his computers. He's created a deep fake TikTok account of Tom Cruise. Now, Tom Cruise has got nothing to do with it. He's fed in all of this raw material that's out there in the public domain of Tom Cruise. He's used a Tom Cruise impersonator to give him additional content. So the impersonator can go and do a magic trick or go and play golf and do something funny. But then they use the pre-existing material of Tom Cruise to build into that. And what's caught the attention of the intelligence agencies and the authorities in the United States in Homeland Security is that there is software that can detect fakes. The platforms use it, like Facebook and Google. Mm. As far as we know, this TikTok Tom has beaten nearly all of the technology, and that's what's got them worried. This is one man with his computers. Now, imagine,
without evil intent and without a lot of big profit margin coming. Yeah. I mean, it's just trying to keep ahead of the curve again, isn't it?
Well, I think the point is we are behind the curve. Yeah. I think that's what's becoming increasingly apparent.
And just finally, before you go, I know you worked on this story with Mark Corcoran, former foreign correspondent, of course. Mark, this is Mark's last foreign correspondent.
He's a name and a face that will be well known to every ABC viewer. He's been at the ABC for decades, was the EP of Foreign Correspondent, the
incredible
host at one point, worked at Four Corners. I first met him on Tahrir Square during the Egyptian Revolution. He's just one of those great humans and always supporting and encouraging young journos that are coming through. This is Mark's last piece of work for the ABC, for the time being anyway, and I think everybody here would pay tribute to him, and I know many of your listeners this morning will remember his work fondly. He's made an unbelievable contribution to our understanding of the world.
Yeah, that's exactly
here in Australia.
Right. And thanks, Mark, on behalf of all of us. Thank you for that contribution. You're exactly the kind of journalist I'd like to run into if I was in a protest in Tahrir Square. Hamish, thank you very much. Hamish McDonald and his foreign correspondent tonight, American Deepfake, goes to air at 8 o'clock on ABC TV and, of course, anytime on iView.